much fun was that?
It was a lot of fun, you know, just to get off to a good start, you know, those games like that, you know, you just want to, you know, play well and be injury free, get out the game and get ready for the next one. So it was just good to see our mindset coming out.
11 for 13, shot that well anytime recently?
Nah, it's been a while. It's been a while. You know, it's been some games that I struggled, but, you know, I stayed with it. And I knew my due time. In due time, I have a big game, and I didn't expect it to be that, but, you know, it felt good to have that type of game.
I saw you kind of waiting for Kobe after the game to try to talk to him a little bit. What did you want to say? What did you say?
I waited. I wanted to get a picture with him. My whole family's Kobe fans, so I want them to get a picture. And just wanted to see him. You know, I know in L.A. it's going to be hectic. You know, we probably won't see him, you know, after the game and get a chance to speak to him. So I waited, you know. You know, he just congratulated me on a good game. He signed my shoes. So it was a great moment for me.
Who had the best reaction to your night last night, whether it was on the bench or text message or anything like that?
I don't know, man. I got to go with Book when he dove on the floor after one of my threes. that one was funny. I saw it on tape, but no, it was just fun to see your teammates, you know, happy for you, because they know, you know, there's been some games where I didn't shoot the ball as well, and to have a game like that, it feels good that your teammates happy for you. So
you mentioned getting out of it healthy. How is the back feeling this is?
Oh, it's feeling good. You know, it's been feeling good ever since after that Milwaukee game. You know, ever since then, you know, it's been feeling good, and you know, starting to get some continuity. You know, I can't focus on that now. Just playing hard, you know, not focusing on health right now, which feels good. I'm just flowing right now.
When you face a team like the Warriors defensively, do you have to up your energy? Do you have to change your schemes, the way you play? What is the approach?
To be honest, I think we just got to be who we are. You know, we got to, regardless of what we're doing, we got to be tough. You know, we can't let them have a free-flowing game. And, you know, they're going to hit some tough shots. That's what they do. They hit more tough shots than anybody I've ever seen. But, you know, we got to be tough, stay with the game plan, and, you know, I think we'll be successful. You know, we'll wear on them, you know, in the fourth quarter. But the thing we have to do, we have to be efficient offensively. We can't turn the ball over against them. That's an automatic point for them. And we gotta score. You know, you can't expect to beat the Warriors under 100 points, in my opinion. You know, even though the Spurs did it, you know, you can't expect to beat them like that.
How fun is this right now for you guys to be in this playoff chase?
It's exciting. You know, usually around this time, teams, you know, check out. You know, it's getting down to the end of the season, but it's fun. You know, we're rejuvenated. We feel like we're hitting our stride as a team. And, you know, we got, I think, eight games left, and, you know, we want to finish strong. So, you know, it's just fun being in this position.
Mentioned teams kind of sometimes check out. You guys obviously didn't do that last year. Do you think that sets you up at all for this year and what you guys have been able to do?
Yeah, I think it is. You know, the continuity that we had at the end of the year, and us playing hard and winning helps. You know, when you're winning at the end of the year, and you know, you get a recipe for how you can win, and you know, you go into the next year feeling confident, and you know, you rack together some wins, even though we had some injuries. And, you know, we feel good about where we're at. And, you know, it's easy if you're losing to check out, you know, but now that we're winning, we're in the race, I think it's fun right now.
Quinn mentioned he thought that last night was Shelvin's best game since joining the team. What have you seen from him just in his time here and kind of how he's adapted?
To every game he sees more and more comfortable, you know, whether it's attacking, whether it's passing. Defensively, he's been great. We haven't had to adjust much. We haven't had to switch much, you know, as far as 1-3. You know, he can guard on the post, and, you know, he's been really getting into the lane, finding other people, scoring for himself. He's really been orchestrating a lot for us, you know, on both ends of the court, which, you know, it's great for us and why we're playing so well right now.
Are you kind of surprised by that at all? I mean, get a guy for a second-round pick and have him come in and make this much of an impact?
No, not really. I mean, I saw Sheldon play at Butler, and then I obviously knew him a little bit from Atlanta, but you know, when a guy gets an opportunity, you never know what's gonna happen. You know, he's been playing the backer role for his whole career, and now he's getting a chance, and he's taking full advantage of it. You know, and it's fun to see, it's fun to watch, and you know, it's fun to play with as well.
What do you think it's about? What is it about this team that's kind of been able to kind of fight through adversity throughout the year, whether it be injuries or now in the playoff race where every game matters? You know, what is it about your guys' mentality?
I think it's just, you know, when bad times hit, I think we stay together. You know, I think this coach and the coaching staff really keeping us upbeat. You know, when guys are out for however much time, we stay together. The game plan is the same. We're going to play hard. We're going to play defense. And then once guys get back, you know, the guys that played while they were out, you know, they're playing better off the bench. So, you know, we're getting a lot of guys playing well, you know, offensively, defensively. And we're just pulling together. You know we got a chance to do something special. And, you know, we're taking advantage of that. I think that's it.